My kingdom does not belong to this world. So as we gather on this last Sunday of the liturgical cycle, we celebrate Christ the King, the Christ the King of the universal church. St. Paul tells us that our citizenship does not belong to this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. And it's this King of heaven, this King of heaven and earth that we gather to celebrate and to honor this morning. This feast of Christ the King, while the name or the notion, the title of Christ being the King is nothing new, the feast dates back only less than 100 years to the year 1925 with Pope Pius XI. He was writing just a few years after the end of the Great War, World War I, where war ravaged the entire world, or so it seemed. And 5 years before this, in 1920, he had written a proclamation encouraging all the peoples of the world to submit themselves once again to the lordship of Jesus Christ. For the fear of that great war stuck deep. And he, as a prophet, was able to see and to testify the only way to regain the peace that so many were in search of was to once again subject themselves to Christ Jesus. And so 5 years later, he wrote the proclamation. In Latin, it's called Quas Primas, the first things, encouraging us to have our lives rightly ordered with Christ as the first thing. So all these years later, can we say that Christ is first in my life? This is what it all comes down to. Who is the King in your life? Jesus tells us in the gospel, you can't serve God or mammon. You have to choose one. And we have made a choice. Have you chosen to serve God? Do you love Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Or has something else taken its place? We're going to read, Monsignor will pray in the preface, that prayer before the consecration, and he'll describe this kingdom of God to us. He'll tell us it's a kingdom that's eternal and universal, a kingdom of truth and life, of holiness, grace, justice, love, and peace. Is this the vision of the kingdom that we have? You know, as Americans, maybe the notion of having a king is foreign to us. I mean, the whole nation started in revolting from having a king. And I'd imagine most of us, I've never lived under the monarchical rule of a king. We're used to our own, you know, constitutional republic, or some might call it a democracy. But where we get to control who's in charge of our life. And if we don't like it, we just wait 4 years and put someone else in there. It puts us in control of the decisions and the choices of our life. When Christ is our King, it forces us to surrender to something greater than ourselves. The benevolent monarch, he whose whole purpose is for our providence and our protection, to provide for our needs and to protect us from the enemy. This is who Christ is. Have we chosen to surrender to Him? Or do we treat Him like a president or a congressman? That we don't maybe agree with everything, but He's the better of the two choices. He's the last of the two evils. And we'll just tolerate what He makes us do, but for the most part, we're on our own. When we live our lives as Americans, before we live our lives as Catholics, it interferes with our disposition and our relationship with the Father. I'm not saying that our form of government is bad. But what rules our heart? What rules our mind? Are we Catholics or are we Americans? Are we Catholics or are we something else? And if we're Catholic, have we subjected our entire heart, mind, soul, and strength to the lordship of Jesus Christ? It is an all or nothing encounter. There's no way that Christ can be the Lord of your life if you hold back part of your life. There's no way. You have to surrender everything to Him. And then in that opening prayer, Monsignor prayed that we'd be set free from slavery so that we can serve His Majesty and praise His glory. For this is what we were made for. And when we buy too much into the lies of the world about what it means to be a human person, what it means to be free, what it means to be mature, we subject ourselves to slavery of the world and we're no longer free to know, love, and serve God and to serve and love our neighbor. Pope Pius XI says that by meditating upon these truths that Christ is King of the universe, we will gain much strength and courage, enabling us to form our lives after the true Christian ideal. If this power embraces all men, it must be clear that not one of our faculties is exempt from His empire. Do we allow Christ control of our entire being? Or is our checkbook, is our calendar, is our bedroom, is our voting booth, is our relationship to work? Do we exempt something from His lordship? Pius went on to say, He must reign in our minds, which should assent with perfect submission and firm belief to the revealed truths. He must reign in our wills. We should obey the laws and precepts of God. He must reign in our hearts. We should spurn natural desires and love for God above all things. And He must reign in our bodies, which serve as instruments for the interior sanctification of our souls. As we finish out this liturgical year, as we've meditated these last 52 weeks on the great mystery of Christ, let us use these last days as a time of reflection, of meditation. Pope Pius says that we prepare ourselves for the kingdom through penance, and we enter into it through faith. So reflect upon our lives. Do I need to repent? Have I held something back from the Lord? Do I need to do penance to prepare myself for this lordship of Christ in my life? Am I allowing Him to let me live in the freedom that He died to give me? Or am I selfishly holding something back? The lordship of Christ is the only way to true freedom, happiness, and peace, to truth, life, holiness, and grace. All these characteristics of the kingdom. The reign of God begins in our own hearts and our own lives. Say yes to this invitation. Say yes, Jesus, You are Lord of my life.